We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under a merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, caring viewers. Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms. They reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, Intelsat 907 and Intelsat 805. A reminder for viewers in Central and South America, Supreme Master Television is moving from Intelsat 907 to Intelsat 805. There will be transmission to both satellites from now until July 31st, 2009. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new satellite, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Satellite Intelsat 805, location 55.5 degrees west, frequency 3771 MHz, polarization vertical, symbol rate 13333, FEC auto or 5 over 6.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Ulaanbaatar, Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dakhon World Province, Channel 8 on Dakhon Broadcasting System. In Kha, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hultul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recom Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Japan donates over $7 million for Mindanao peace projects. In environmental news, Singapore is a leader in water processing technologies. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 28th, is the Independence Day of Peru, celebrating the declaration of its autonomy in 1821. Known for its biodiversity, Peru is situated in western South America, between Ecuador and Chile and adjacent to the South Pacific Ocean. This land of a vast variety of landscapes holds the Earth's highest navigable lake, Lake Titicaca, and one of the world's deepest canyons, Colca Canyon. The center of the ancient Inca Empire was also in Peru. Rich in culture, some of Peru's famous 20th century writers include Cero Alegría and Mario Vargas Llosa. We wish the Peruvian people a marvelous Independence Day.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Mexico. At the end of June, Hurricane Andres brought inundating rain and intense winds. At least 5 people succumbed to the downpours, and 200 residents of Guerrero State were evacuated. Concerned, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $5,000 on June 25th to assist those most in need, including orphan children. This amount could purchase $17,000 in materials if acquired in the United States based on Mexico's cost of living. Supreme Master Qinghai frequently asks for updates on such disasters, and with her permission, we share the following report.
July 22, 2009. Most beloved Master, regarding heavy rains in Mexico, 2 relief teams were organized, one traveling to the south central state of Guerrero and the other to the northern state of Chihuahua. There they delivered 500 bags of food supplies to those who had lost their homes and several bags of food along with monetary relief for those who lost loved ones. One was a boy in Chihuahua who had lost all his family. He was very touched by Master's blessing and love. We also visited a widowed lady whose husband succumbed to large waves. She was so grateful and sent her best regards for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving concern for her and her children.
We also gave them information about global warming with SOS flyers, as well as Master's speech from the March 2009 SOS Save the Planet video conference in Jalapa, Mexico. The relief recipients expressed their gratitude to Master for her loving help and said that Master is the only one who remembers them in time of disasters. Thank you, Master, for your loving care and protection for all beings on this planet. Relief teams from Mexico.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to convey these details to our concerned viewers and to our association's foreign group for the shared report. Our gratefulness for Supreme Master Qinghai's compassionate aid to the storm afflicted in Mexico and to our association's relief team for their diligent efforts. As more people join in leading harmonious lifestyles, may such disasters soon be eased.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Humanitarian doctors travel with Mobile Hospital. The Emirati Mobile World Humanitarian Hospital, sponsored by His Highness Sheikh Hamdan bin Zayed Al Nahyan, Deputy Prime Minister of the United Arab Emirates, has made its first stop in Sudan with an abundance of medicines and medical equipment that are being carried to countries in medical need, regardless of their culture or faith. International expert doctors traveling with the hospital originate from such countries as the United Arab Emirates, Sudan, United States, Europe, and Asia. After their mission completes in South Sudan, the team will go to other locations, including Morocco and Lebanon. What a fantastic idea and noble endeavor. Our heartfelt thanks and Allah bless Your Highness and United Arab Emirates for bringing love and care to brethren around the world. Blessed be all the mobile medical angels on the Emirati Mobile World Humanitarian Hospital. For His benevolent assistance, Supreme Master Ching Hai is bestowing His Highness Sheikh Hamdan bin Zayed Al Nahyan with the Shining World Compassion Award.
Swine flu's unstoppable spread. An international summer youth camp in Norway that was closed due to swine flu by Norwegian health officials has now counted 50 swine flu cases among the campers who arrived from 15 different nations. Three were reported to be in serious condition in intensive care hospital units.
Elsewhere in the world, a 39-year-old woman became the first swine flu case in the Maldives, while a 6-year-old girl was Indonesia's first H1N1 fatality. As the vaccine development process is being rushed to be produced before winter arrives in the Northern Hemisphere, experts caution that using untested vaccines could have harmful side effects.
Meanwhile, use of the most trusted current medication, Tamiflu, brought about 150 reports of diarrhea, vomiting, and other adverse side effects in the United Kingdom alone. Amidst these challenges, the swine flu virus victims have risen to an official tally of 163,789, with 998 fatal cases, with infections across at least 160 countries. However, the actual numbers have been acknowledged as being too high to count.
During a phone conversation with Supreme Master Television, World Health Organization, or WHO spokesperson, Mrs. Abfaluk Bhatia-Zefi, stated that the future of the pandemic itself is uncertain and that no one knows whether the new vaccines will succeed.
This pandemic flu is a very new virus that is causing infection. It is spreading fast and it is spreading at an unstoppable pace. We are still seeing the pandemic evolve and unfold, so we really don't know what impact it would have.
Our thanks, Ms. Bhatia-Zefi, and World Health Organization for this honest evaluation, and to all health officials working to minimize the pandemic's effects on world citizens. Our prayers go to those affected, and sincere sympathies to the loved ones of those lost to the devastating flu. We look forward to the soon day that the nutritious organic vegan diet is adopted by people worldwide for its manifold benefits and protection from harm.
Alternative living. Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules, are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and Pace disease, or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good its health, its economy, its ecology, its compassion, its peace, its noble.
For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below, al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
French president returns home. After an overnight observation, President Nicolas Sarkozy was released from the hospital with a medical recommendation for additional rest. The president had been jogging on Sunday when he experienced dizziness that doctors believe was triggered by heat and fatigue. Cleared of any medical problems from tests conducted while in hospital, President Sarkozy is scheduled to embark on a planned summer vacation in the south of France. A respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, on your healthful discharge, wishing you a restful holiday and full replenishment for your presidential duties.
World Games 2009 close in Formosa or Taiwan, held in Kaohsiung from July 16th to 26th, with the theme of Top Sports, High Spirits. Some 4,800 athletes from 105 nations participated. The 35 sporting events represent ones that are not included in the Olympic Games and were classified as artistic and dance, ball, martial arts, precision, strength, and trend sports.
各位热爱运动的观众朋友，这里是2009年世界运动会主场馆。在我身后您所看到的建筑物就是屋顶拥有8844片太阳能光电板的环保绿建筑典范。
Russia had the highest medal count of 47, earning gold medals in such events as Latin dance and the mixed relay, while Italy and China won second and third overall. China's Yang Jiqiao set a new world record in the 200-meter pool obstacle 200 race of women's life-saving.Other highlights included Aulax or Vietnam's women's Sipak Takraw or kick volleyball squad bringing home a gold, with Finland also claiming top prize in bowling.
Hosting Formosa gained first in roller sports speed skating and the U.S. won the ultimate frisbee gold.
共有四万名观众参加了2009年世界运动会闭幕典礼，将会是这场运动会在福尔摩沙高雄的完美落幕。
International World Games Association President Ron Fruhlich declared the 2009 World Games in Kaohsiung have been the best games ever.
Our cheers and applause, World Games 2009 organizers, athletes, and all participants for coming together from around the globe for such an auspicious event. Wishing everyone a warmly memorable time as we look forward to many more.
U.S. choreographer Merce Cunningham remembered. Mr. Cunningham, known for his vision and avant-garde expressionism, has passed away at the ripe age of 90. Famous for such innovations as creating by chance, he would choreograph the dance separate from the music, sets, and costumes, bringing together all the elements just before a performance. During his 60-year career, he was honored with many awards, including a National Medal of the Arts and the MacArthur Fellowship, as well as being named Officer of the Legion of Honor in France. Our condolences to the friends and loved ones of Mr. Merce Cunningham, whose legacy continues to illuminate the artistic lives of many. May his soul rest serenely in the everlasting love of the divine.
Child saved from burning car. California, USA resident John McDonald was passing by on the Los Angeles freeway when he saw a car flipped on its side, completely in flames.Stopping immediately at the scene, he found that three passengers had already escaped on their own, but a three-year-old was still trapped in the car. Mr. McDonald quickly and bravely approached the vehicle and saved the young girl. He later humbly said, I think most people would have done it if they were in my position. Police officer Luis Mendoza said, in our eyes, he's a hero. We are very fortunate to have him in the right place at the right time. We join in saluting you, Mr. McDonald, for your selfless and courageous actions. May our earth be graced with more such good Samaritans as you. For his swift thinking and remarkable rescue, Supreme Master Ching Hai is bestowing Mr. McDonald with the Shining World Hero Award. Quick Acting Lifeguard Safe Group of 40. The rapid response of lifeguards in Tenby, Wales, ensured the safety of 36 children and 4 adults who were walking arm in arm on a sandbank 100 feet from shore when they were plunged into 6 feet of water as the rising tide caused the sandbank to collapse. Lifeguards Adam Pittman and John Johnson went into the water with rescue boards and relayed people to shore, weaker swimmers first, while colleague Cora Lewis provided first aid for 2 of the youths and contacted the Coast Guard for additional help. The 2 requiring first aid were transported to the hospital for treatment. A hero salute, Ms. Lewis and Messrs. Pittman and Johnson, for your rapid and professional response. We send our best wishes for the 2 children's rapid recovery and appreciative celebrations of life by all.
Chile honors Nicaraguan priest. Chilean President Michelle Bachelet presented the prestigious Ibero-American Pablo Neruda Poetry Award on Monday to Nicaraguan theologian and poet Ernesto Cardenal for his love of the Nobel laureate's work and his concern for the Latin American people as expressed through his own writings. Known for poems such as Epigrams and The Prayer for Marilyn Monroe, the 84-year-old Father Cardenal will also be giving a poetry recital at the Chilean Writer Society headquarters. Our congratulations, Father Cardenal, for this deserved recognition. Wishing you many years of continued creative expression.
Secondhand tobacco smoke damages children's veins. A German study published in the European Heart Journal showed that 10-year-old children already show signs of arteriosclerosis from living with parents who smoke at home. Commenting on the study, Australian arteriosclerosis expert Professor David Sellermayer said the findings were alarming and stated, I see a lot of people with heart attacks in their 40s and 50s who have no risk factors at all except having exposure to passive smoke in childhood. Smoking casts a long shadow. Australian child welfare advocacy group Protecting Children from Tobacco said that this report highlights the urgent need for governments to provide smoke-free environments and to pass laws banning smoking in cars with children. Our thanks, German scientists, Professor Sellermayer and Protecting Children from Tobacco, for your concerned voice and actions. We too pray that smoke-free reforms will soon be the norm for the health of innocent children everywhere.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses. $96 billion in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Save our planet. UK charity says dragonflies in danger. Intensive farming practices, which have introduced high concentrations of chemicals into the environment, along with global warming conditions to which dragonflies are very sensitive, have caused 3 species to completely disappear over the past 40 years, whilst a full 33% of all species are now endangered.
Conservation charity National Trust is thus opening the United Kingdom's first dragonfly centre at Wicken Fen in Cambridgeshire to create wetlands and protect the rare species. The centre will also provide tips to the public on how to best reintroduce the dragonflies back to their gardens.
Many thanks to National Trust for your committed care in protecting the delicate and beautiful dragonflies. With God's blessings, may we heed greener lifestyles to help ease global warming for the flourishing of these wondrous creations.
As one whose love encompasses all beings, Supreme Master Ching Hai reminded once again of humanity's responsibility to care for our co-inhabitants during a video conference in August 2008 with our association members in Canada.
What can the animals do? They are trying to help us, but we are trying to kill them. It's a very sad affair. We humans have to do everything we can, not waiting for the animals. They are already dying. Numerous of them are dying every day. So many other signs in the nature, so many animal signs, but we have to listen. It's not the animals, it's us. We just have to remind everybody to be veg and to be kind to the animals. That's the only way we can protect them.
Save our planet. French Parliament approves environmental legislation. Both houses of the French Parliament last Thursday passed an environment bill to lower carbon emissions fourfold by the year 2050. France will also double her current use of sustainable energy to 23% of all energy production. The law also set environmentally friendly goals in other areas such as transport and agriculture. Bravo, France, on your greener policies. May such exemplary initiatives bring more of the same from countries worldwide.
Save our planet. UN recommends green farming for climate change. A farming method known as agroforestry, which combines agriculture and forestry to reduce chemical fertilizer use and restore biodiversity, is being suggested by the United Nations, saying that this type of environmentally conscious agriculture could produce enough food to feed the entire world. UN Environment Programme, or UNEP, Executive Director Achim Steiner stated, "The choice is straightforward, continuing to mine and degrade productive land and the planet's multi-trillion dollar ecosystems, or widely adopt creative and climate-friendly management systems, of which agroforestry is fast emerging as a key shining example." Our appreciation, Executive Director Steiner and United Nations Environment Programme, for your forward-thinking approach toward food security and the well-being of our Earth. May more and more leaders encourage ways to nurture our planet for the benefit of all.
Save Our Planet, the new Going Green Film Fest planned for March 2010 in California, USA, will feature eco-focused movies and is now calling for film entries in categories that include ecology, nature, and sustainable energy technologies.
Save Our Planet. In Ontario, Canada, a 300,000 solar panel project currently underway will be the country's largest and is expected to generate sufficient power for 7,000 homes during top usage times.
Save Our Planet. In Ao Lạc, or Vietnam, the city of Hanoi's Department of Natural Resources and Environment has allocated $56.5 million to restore the health and purity of over 33 waterways throughout the nation.
Save Our Planet. Besides featuring an attractive vegan shoe line by Olsenhaus in its Eco Easy section, People magazine also advocates reducing meat consumption for its environmental benefits.
How are you, friends? I'm Lamberto the Sheep, a vegetarian. Would you like to hear a tip for your house plants? If your water contains chlorine, let it stand for a day before watering your plants with it. This will help to prevent brown edges on the leaves. Also, to keep your plants strong, remember to use water that is at room temperature. Thank you for tuning in to Supreme Master Television. And thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, let's see the weather around our globe.
in the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from the United States. The St. Charles Borromeo School of Sacramento, California, a pre-kindergarten through 8th grade school, held its St. Charles Festival. Dances from different cultures around the world were performed. Music, games, and other entertainment were also part of the fun. Our association members from Sacramento offered complimentary vegan food fare, which guests enjoyed. In addition, SOS flyers, DVDs, and pens to help increase awareness of the effect of meat eating on climate change were distributed. With heaven's grace, may we soon see the earth-saving, compassionate diet adopted in every corner of the planet.
In world news, Japan donates more than $7 million to Mindanao in the Philippines. The funds will be used to build the Japan Autonomous Region in Muslim Mindanao Friendship Hall and Training Center, to better the roads in the area, and to supply computers to schools. Japan will also organize projects to facilitate peace and help the economy develop. Heaven bless and thank you, Japan, for your generosity to Mindanao. May the people of the region be graced with harmony and sustainability. Up next on Noteworthy News, Singapore utilizes catchments to collect rainwater on 2/3 of the island. We'll give the dog a hug and be right back. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more cheery news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, visionary news for an enlightening world. In environmental news, Singapore is a leader in water processing technology. Singapore has the capability of producing water for much of its requirements. Through the implementation of membrane technology, which filters water without the use of chemicals, sewage water can be purified into safe drinking water. The bountiful rain is collected in catchments on 2/3 of the island. During the past 7 years, the government has allocated more than $3.4 billion to develop Singapore's water-related infrastructure. Our sincere appreciation, Singapore, for taking care of the water needs of your people in an earth-loving manner. May our planet flourish in greenery and plenitude.
And now for some laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai, entitled The Masquerade.
Bà vợ hỏi ông chồng, anh ơi, em nên đeo mặt nạ nào để đi dự dạ hội hóa trang hôm nay? Ông chồng nói, ôi, dễ mà, em đừng có đeo tóc giả, đừng có đánh phấn, đừng có bôi son, đừng có gắn lông mi giả, anh bảo đảm là không ai nhận ra em đâu.
And now for our viewers' hotline about Supreme Master Television's public service announcement, Peace-Loving Nations of the World.
Wow, I never knew so many countries had abolished their military. This has given me hope that world peace may not be impossible after all. Ammo from the United States.
Peaceful Ammo, it is wonderful that many nations have voted to allocate their resources for harmonious pursuits. We pray that more and more countries will join its noble dedication for a world of trust and kindness between all people. May the Providence bless you and all those yearning for goodness.
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May the light of heaven shine upon each moment of your life. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
China Central Television, or CCTV, has inaugurated an Arabic language television channel expected to reach 300 million people across 22 Arabic nations in the Middle East.
The UN World Food Program provides nourishment for 93,000 primary school children in Somalia and encourages girls to attend school by providing take-home cooking oil for their families.
As part of a larger initiative to improve the country's healthcare and social services, Turkmen President Kurbanguly Berdimuhamedov inaugurates a new cancer treatment clinic.
Members of the Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine rally in Gaza, encouraging the Fatah and Hamas groups to reconcile through concessions to achieve a national unity government.
British Foreign Secretary David Miliband welcomed Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualem in London, where the two spoke of deepening diplomatic ties, as well as their mutual support for Middle East peace.
Chechen group leaders and senior Chechen government representatives meet for the first time in 8 years for talks on peace and political stability.
A recent survey of British citizens revealed that more than 50% prefer their government to withdraw troops from the sovereign country of Afghanistan.
In the USA, more human caregivers are choosing to treat their animal companions with alternative therapies such as homeopathy and Chinese medicine.
The Philippine group Moro Islamic Liberation Front calls a ceasefire and efforts to restore peace talks.
To protect precious rice crops from delayed monsoon rains, Bangladesh provides free electricity for millions of farmers to pump underground water and irrigate their crops.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.